If your education doesn't go beyond high school, you may be hoping the economy improves pretty soon and that enough jobs will be available for most everyone again. But the reality here in 2013 is a college degree is becoming the new high school diploma, the minimum requirement for even the lowest level job.
Catherine Rampell covers the economy for the New York Times. She tells Dimitri it's imperative that most everyone find a way to get a bachelor's degree.
Certainly for a lot of occupations, they're now requiring college degrees when they did not used to. Things like file clerks, insurance, salesmen and people who are doing jobs like that, receptionists, a lot of these types of positions that don't necessarily require bachelor's degree level skills are now requiring that sheepskin anyway.
What is going on? Why is this happening?
I think there are a few different factors going on. One is that in some occupations, the job duties have actually changed. So they have gotten more technical, things like logistics or supply chain management that have gotten more automated, so that you actually do need higher level skills than you used to, even though the title stays the same. So let's put that category aside. For everything else, I think it's a combination of two other factors. One is that there are so many people going to college now that it's sort of the new norm, and that if you don't go to college, if you don't get a bachelor's degree, it's assumed that there's something wrong with you, that maybe you're unambitious or you're a little slow. The second factor there is that employers know that they can be picky. You know, there's a huge sea of job applicants out there, and if they want to have a college-educated courier, in-house courier working for them, they can find that person because that candidate won't have many other options.
Of course, that is a really expensive way to get a job as a courier, and I'm not putting down that job or any others, but it used to be that, you know, maybe you didn't need that sheepskin, as you say. Now it's got to happen. What advice do we have for people that simply cannot afford to go to school?
You know, it's a very difficult situation. As difficult as it might be for those who are heavily indebted and who are taking these low entry-level jobs that don't pay very much, think about the people who don't have the college degrees. They're getting shut out altogether. So when I hear from people, particularly young graduates or people who are thinking about going to college, who ask, is it worth it for me to get a college diploma? The question that they should ask themselves is, worth it as opposed to what? You know, you have to think about, yes, they'll have a lot of debt by the time they graduate, but where would they be without that diploma? As I said, there are going to be a lot of doors that are shut to them if they don't have that college education. And beyond that, the economy will recover, even if it still feels like we're stuck in the doldrums now. It will eventually recover. And those workers who are getting these jobs that they're overqualified for will eventually get promoted and will be put in jobs where their college-level educations will probably be put to more productive use.
Yeah, you write about some folks that are not putting away files for very long. They seem to be moving up in law firms and other offices very quickly if they show a lot of promise.
Right, and that's what a lot of employers that I've spoken with about these issues have said. They say, yes, we're hiring people who are vastly overqualified for a lot of the, you know, lower-level administrative work that we're giving them, but there are growth opportunities. You know, we're hiring these people, these job candidates, with an eye towards what their second, third, and fourth jobs might be within our firm. So maybe we give them a very entry-level job that doesn't require a lot of responsibility or very technical skill, but we give them room to grow and promotional opportunities.
The other thing I thought about as I read your article and thought about this is what's happening in D.C. now and other cities, and that is terrible rates of truancy. They can't even get kids, a lot of them, into grade school to attend class and get a high school diploma. It's really may not spell nice things for the future if you look at where we're headed here with some of these children.
And that's certainly an argument that employers give for why they want college-level educations, because they don't feel like the people who are going through just high school are getting the kind of skill sets that they need in order to be a productive worker. I mean, I think there's a lot of debate about whether that's true, but there's certainly little controversy about the fact that we have a lot of problems in our K-12 educational system that may be hurting our workforce in the longer run.
But on a macroeconomic level, what you are left with is what you might call an army of unemployed, people who have not gone very far in their education, and they're just hanging around. I mean, that is a huge societal problem, or could soon be.
That's certainly true. We have seen very high enrollment rates in college and in other post-secondary types of educational programs, so for things like certificates or associate's degrees, you know, as opposed to a four-year bachelor's degree. You do see very high enrollment rates in these retraining programs and training programs, which could potentially turn into a good investment and getting a good return on that investment for these unemployed people who are out of work right now.
New York Times economy correspondent Catherine Rampell.